So it's pretty clear that We Will Overcome was a late 19th century Unions version of an older Christian song, and how Lucille Simmons in Charleston, South Carolina, knew it almost 40 years later. Probably the earlier one was not so slow. She just liked to sing it long meter style. Bernice and I think Guy interviewed people who'd been on the 1946 strike of tobacco workers, and they'd say, we'd be out on the picket line, and someone would say, oh, here comes Lucille. Now we'll hear that song slower than anybody ever heard it before. And that's the way Zilphia picked it up. Zilphia liked to sing it very slowly like that. The rhythmical way was picked up by Frank Hamilton, who'd been attending a black church in Los Angeles, and noticed how they put things into a 12-8 time. And slow songs. And he started trying to sing it that way with Guy Carawan. And then, must be maybe 5 or 6 years later, Guy was leading a workshop at Highlander on singing in the movement. Taught it this way to about 70 young people who'd come from all across the South to the old Highlander folk school back when they were in a little farmhouse in Monteagle, Tennessee. And about 5 or 6 or 7 weeks later is the founding convention of SNCC in Raleigh, North Carolina. And somebody shouted out, Guy, teach us all, we shall overcome. And I think that's when they invented the way of crossing their hands in front of them. And your left hand grasped the right hand of the person to your right hand grasped the left hand of the person to your left, and your shoulders touch, you're close, you sway from side to side. Well, a month later, it wasn't a song, it was the song.
I can't forget that night. You said I look like Susie Quattro in the morning light. Faded to oblivion, and I said that's alright. At least we feel alive. At least we feel alive. There's nothing you can do. I know that I want this. No one likes to lose. Know that I got this. I'm gonna put some goddamn moves on you, babe. I know you need it. Die a double death for you, death for your secrets. I'll find another way for you. Wait till you see it. Put some goddamn moves on you. God knows you need it. I know you're in the city. Should be spending all can't forget that feeling. Even if I wanted to, I know that you're scared. Someone's gonna ruin you. Don't make it complicated. Don't tell me what you're going through. There's nothing you can do. I know that I want this. No one likes to lose. Know that I got this.
Hello. Say hello.
Hello. I thought you were going to do like a whole intro
oh,
thing.
I was going to, but I wanted you to say hello first. Okay,
you cut yourself. That's
yeah,
so funny.
Yeah, I did. I cut myself off. Mm. Hello.
Hello.
My name is Danny, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts FeeFarm Radio. This is, what was the name that we came up with?
Okay. Well, you told me that. Danny explained to me before we got to the studio that there is consistently a 17 moth to every one person listener ratio of your show.
Free samples.
So let's call it free samples for moths.
Free samples for moths.
For moths. Yeah.
But we were also talking about like what if free like the sentence free samples for moths kind of sounds like a could be like a chant. So what if there was a protest that was like free samples for moths?
Are you like
moth
okay wait
rights.
Are you advocating for somebody named like samples for moths
free
to be like out of jail or
moths.
Like that
no,
every
like,
moth should get a free sample?
Yeah, every moth should get a free
okay,
sample
cool.
Free samples for
free
moths.
Free samples for moths.
Free samples
I like
for
it.
Moths
I like it.
We played Losing You by Solange.
Great
and
song.
Moves by Suki Waterhouse.
I love the color on the cover of that single. The
I think
Losing
it's
You
Chartreuse.
Is it really?
I think it is.
That is not what I imagine Chartreuse to look like. Chartreuse
like
would look like mauve in my
yeah,
mind.
Yeah, most people think Chartreuse is pink, but Chartreuse is actually a really garish.
Garlicky.
Garish. Is it garish or garish? It's just an interesting
I know what
color.
You're getting at, regardless of how it's pronounced.
Yeah. So this song is really pretty, and it's called Omeniso by Ignacio Maria Gomez. And I think you'll like it, Ethan.
I'm so excited to hear it.
But you might not like it. I don't know.
Well, I'm so excited to hear it.
Also, shout out to my mom. Hi, Mom. I'm glad you're listening.
Hi, Danny's mom.
Hi. Okay. Later.
Thank you.
it's time for us to yap it up.
It's time for the yap-a-thon, baby.
Okay, so what do you think?
I loved it.
Isn't it beautiful?
I need to invest in a hammock. This song was a really good reminder. That's a phone charger.
I'm trying to plug in Ethan's computer.
That song was a reminder to me that I need to invest in a moth. A hammock this summer. Jeez, not even close.
I'm really struggling.
There's another one in my bag.
Okay. Okay, word. You have to keep talking to the
Oh my gosh. Well, okay. What should I talk about? The next song that is going to be playing is by Roy Ayers Ubiquity. It's called Everybody Loves the Sunshine. I found out about Roy Ayers, A, because he's a legend, and B, because I think he played the...
Also, you have to tell the people who you are.
I'm Ethan. I am Danny's friend. Danny's mom pays me by the hour to hang out with them.
Yeah!
And it's a really solid deal I have going. But yeah, how did we...
I think we just, like, met. We've known each other for a very long time, and it's a very fruitful, lovely friendship.
I think you appeared to me in a dream.
Yeah.
Scott Pilgrim style.
Oh, my God. I just watched Scott Pilgrim for the first time.
For the first time?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love that
movie.
You
know I don't consume media.
I know you don't. You, like, churn your own butter and stuff. Like, you're very off the grid. And
I'm
respect,
a Luddite.
That's exactly what you are.
Okay, computer, plugged in.
Okay, computer.
Wait, but you didn't tell the people about your samples.
Oh, yeah.
Your free samples.
My free samples for moths. Free samples for moths.
Free samples for moths.
When is my show? Oh, Sunday at midnight. I go on the radio, and I'm talking about stuff, and also things, and sometimes music is played. It's mostly music. Yeah, it's cool and good, but yeah, it's a fun show.
Did you introduce the song already?
Everybody Loves the Sunshine, Roy Ayers. Roy Ayers plays piano and drums on Tyler, the Creator's fifth album, on Find Your Wings, and he's really good and has a unique voice, and I really like him because he's always really happy. I feel like he and Jack Johnson are two sides of a very cool coin.
Alrighty. Here we go.
Let's do it.
Brown in the sunshine.
Hello.
Hello.
That was Everybody Loves the Sunshine, which I will say I agree. Well, actually, no. Some people are like, I don't like the sunshine, or like, I
I've
like the winter.
I've never met anyone that
I've met a couple people that are like, winter is my favorite season. I don't like the sunshine. And I'm like,
well, winter's my favorite season too, but that doesn't mean I don't like the sunshine.
Winter's your favorite season?
Why? Well, yeah. Why? I didn't really grow up with winter, so I think I kind of assign like an exoticism to it.
Oh. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nar snar in California.
Ethan is from the Bay Area.
From the Bay Area? Dude.
Yuck.
Yeah. No,
yuck.
It's a little gross.
I'm from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know. I used to think was yuck, but I went home recently and now
yum.
I'm like, oh, wow.
It's pretty
there's
yum.
There's nothing like home and Lake Michigan. Like, people haven't seen water until they've seen the Great Lakes.
Okay, I actually can get behind that take. It's a solid take.
You
I haven't
it.
Seen them, and I like in the back of my mind, I've always been like, I don't feel like I've ever seen water, and it's probably because I haven't seen the Great
Lakes.
You
have to see the Great Lakes.
There you go.
You gotta see them. Anyway,
there you go.
Up next is a song that I love. It's a cover of Pink and White. You
by
know
our
this song.
Very own Remy Wolf.
Yes, Remy Wolf.
Did you know
really,
I've met Remy Wolf?
Really?
Have I told this to you before? Yeah,
really?
She was in Disneyland.
What?
And I was like, is that looks a lot like Remy Wolf. And I went on her Instagram's like story and I was like, okay, I'm gonna make sure that she's wearing the same outfit that like she's posting with, and she was. And I went up to her and I was like, are you Remy Wolf? And she was like, maybe.
No way.
Yeah.
That's
and I was
cool.
Like, I was like, oh my God, are you? And she was like, yeah, I'm right. And we talked, and I was wearing my Fenway sweater, and she was like, I like your jacket, or your sweater. And I was like, thank you. Planning to come to Boston anytime soon? And she was like, who knows?
Whoa.
Who knows?
I really wanted her to perform for Spring Fling.
She would have killed it.
For those who don't know, Spring Fling is Tufts' like silly little end of school concert, and usually fun people come and perform. And this year, it's a lot of cool people, but it would have been cooler if it was Remy
Wolf.
Agreed. So that's all I have to say on that. Here we go. It's Pink and White, live at Electric Lady Studios by Remy Wolf.
Woo-woo.
is black and yellow. It's the same way you showed me. Showed me.
Hello there. So I'm going to read you guys Remy Wolf's bio. So Remy was born in 1458 in what is now known as France, and she's over 500 years old, and we think she is a vampire, and she knows Edward Cullen personally. Remy moved to the San Francisco Bay Area in the early 90s, where she started, she was the CEO of Apple, Google, Facebook, and Tesla. Wow. When she's not being a vampire or a tech genius, she enjoys cooking, screaming, hanging out with her friends, painting pictures, yelling, shouting, and dancing. And she's excited this year to take it to the streets, as her ex-husband Michael McDonald would say. She's going to bring her music all over the planet, and she will remain for the rest of her days because she's a vampire and she's immortal. Yeah. And her album is out on 7/12. Wow. So this is just her bio on the internet. That's so lovely.
That's a very you bio to write.
Yeah,
I feel like
I agree. Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Okay, give us your bio, Ethan.
Me?
Mm-hmm. Go.
My name is Ethan Walsey.
Full name on the radio? Wow.
Dude, people know it already from my own radio show.
Ethan's kind of a VNAT. He's a big name at Tufts.
He's trying to be bashful. Yeah,
anyway, Ethan BNAT Walsey.
I was born in 2022. I am currently 2 years. That would make me 2 years old. I was born on May 4th and a half. Wait, is it fourth and a half or fourth and a half?
I'm not answering that.
You're going to be a moron on air. I'm 2 years old. I also enjoy kicking, screaming, crying, throwing tantrums. That's pretty much me.
My name is Danny.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm secretly a beetle. Mm-hmm, I live mm-hmm. underground.
It's not a secret anymore.
I live underground. I can see the future. I want to grow old.
Pop quiz, how many legs do you have?
11. My socks say the days of the week names on it, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
All 11 days of the week for all of your feet?
Yep.
That's crazy.
I don't know. I just have a good time. And next song we're going to play is a song that my mom plays on the piano sometimes, and it's really good. And I think about it when I think about home. I'm like, this is the sound. This is the Well-Tempered Clavier in B, I believe, by Johann Sebastian Bach.
Johann Sebastian Bach.
By Johann
Sebastian Bach.
Johann Sebastian Bach.
Oh, my God.
It's time for Johann.
Wait, which one is mine?
You're on mic two.
All right, thank you, baby.
Check, mic two.
Check, mic two.
This is Well-Tempered Clavier by Johann Sebastian Bach.
Thank you.
Hello.
Oh, I picked up a snack for you on the way over to the station.
What is it?
It's a knuckle
sandwich.
It's a knuckle sandwich.
You guys were all listening to the Well-Tempered Club here. Nathan and I.
Dude, I went in. You didn't deserve all that. Okay, they called me stinky, and then I said... And then I said, you smell like a fart sandwich. And then they were like, no. Nah. I was like, yeah, you smell like someone farted on two pieces of bread and then put them together to make a fart sandwich. And then you ate it. That's what you smell like.
And I was
that
like,
was too far. And
hey,
that was just too far. I crossed the line with that one.
Do you want to listen to the next song? It's After Hours by the Velvet Underground, which low-key I would slap if it was karaoke. But it's like too sweet for karaoke, you know?
Leave your mic on, dog. Just let it happen.
Should I leave the mic on?
Yeah, I mean, if you want.
If you close the door, we could do karaoke. Maybe. We'll
I don't
see.
Know.
We'll see.
I don't know this song enough to do karaoke.
It's a beautiful song. I'm excited for you to hear it. Oh my god, I can see one of my friends walking down the stairs. Lol. Hey there. Anyway, good day.
Good day.
It's After Hours by the Velvet Underground.
1, 2, 3. If you close the door, the night could last forever. Leave the sun shine out and say hello to never. All the people are dancing and they're having such fun. I wish it could happen to me. But if you close the door, I'd never have to see the day again. If you close the door, the night could last forever. Leave the wine glass out and drink a toast to never. Oh, someday I know someone will look into my eyes and say, hello, you're my very special one. But if you close the door, I'd never have to see the day again. Dog potty bars, shiny Cadillac cars, and the people on subways and trains looking gray in the rain as they stand disarrayed. Oh, but people look well in the dark. And if you close the door, the night could last forever. Leave the sun shine out and say hello to never. All the people are dancing and they're having such fun. I wish it could happen to me. 'Cause if you close the door, I'd never have to see the day again. I'd never have to see the day again. Once more, I'd never have to see the day again.
That's that
Hello.
Question. Hello. Are they the ones with that banana album?
Yes.
Cool.
The Velvet Underground. Yeah.
Bananas.
I love that song. Okay, anyway, so one of my favorite things.
God.
Ethan is
you'd
really
forget.
Entertaining for me because he makes me laugh and has so many interesting facts to share. But one of the funniest things that he does is he does a really good Kamala Harris impression. And so I'm going to make you do it on radio live.
I'm only doing it because this is your radio show. Yes, of course. And you're welcoming me onto your radio show. My hands are so sweaty right now. Like, I'm actually, like...
Let's see how many listeners we have.
Oh, my God.
We have 22 listeners. So, get excited.
We did it, Joe. You're going to be the next president. Are you happy?
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Thank you for that.
Of course, anything for you. Anything
We did it, Joe. The next song is an Ethan song. I haven't heard this one before. It's called Lemon Glow by Beach House.
Ooh, yes, it's good. I like this song a lot.
Okay.
The beginning's really punchy.
I trust you.
Okay.
We did it, Joe. We did it, Joe.
Read my fortune too. Tell me what you see. Cross it like a T. It's all the same to me. This game.
That's how they say hello in Swedish. They go, hallo.
I say, hallo. My dad does that to me sometimes. He doesn't speak.
Hallo.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Absolute. Hallo.
Ugh, dude. You know what I'm in the mood for?
What?
Some dried...
Dried fruits. It's time for the dried fruit
time
PSA.
Time for the dried fruit PSA.
For those of you that don't know, WMFO is an educational radio station, so we have to say a PSA once an hour.
Do you have it memorized by now?
Not yet, but I can say it really fast, and people are sometimes impressed.
Okay, well, I might be impressed sometimes.
Alrighty, here we go. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. This is a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
And not a single stutter.
Not a single mess up. Wow. I always forget
about that ending little blurb from all of your favorite fruits and nuts here at WMFO Studios. That's adorable.
Yeah,
that's so
right?
sweet.
Because we're kooky weirdos.
Because we're kooky, weird, fruity little weirdos.
Yep.
Play a Danny song next. I want to hear some Danny music.
You want to hear some Danny music? Okay, this song is really beautiful. It's a little wee bit sad, but I'm kind of like a... Big time. I
let's
love like big
get
time
melancholy
sad.
In here.
Sad. You
let's
don't like, want. You don't want melancholy.
No, like, let's
music.
Get like a little bit melancholy.
Oh my God, please. Yes. Sorry. I was like. Oh my God. No. Scary. Scary British accent. Scary. Anyway, this is Next to You by John Vincent III. Here we go.
The third. It's a lot of John Vincents.
Said you loved me, but what does that mean? Would you cry if I were to leave? In my aching hands, running down your spine. You said you loved me.
When I always next to you, baby.
Hello, everyone.
And we are back.
And we are back.
And we are back.
That was Next to You by John Vincent III.
Oh, my God.
A beautiful song.
Call me Johann Sebastian because I'm Bach.
What?
Call me Johann Sebastian because I'm
Bach.
Bach and better than ever.
I'm judging you based on your day list. So I'm on Ethan's Spotify and I'm judging him based on his day list. And you know what his day list theme is today?
Oh no, what is it?
It's sensational. Sensational volleyball evening.
Yeah, it is.
What does that mean? And not a single song on this list is not explicit, which is really disappointing.
Yeah.
Now I'm going in your liked songs.
Do it. Play Lines to a Different Play by TV Girl. A lot of really fun samples in that one.
Okay.
If you wanted to do some samples for Moths.
Okay, perfect. Free samples for Moths.
Free samples for Moths.
Lines, what's it called?
To a Different Play. It's in my like songs.
To a Different Play. Oh, I got it. All right. I'm trusting you on this one.
If you're a moth, enjoy.
Alrighty, you got it. Lines to a Different Play, TV Girl.
My
sweet angel baby listeners.
That's how I feel about people that tune into my show. I would take a bullet for every single one of you.
You guys are also sweet angels. My mom says Ethan is full of dad jokes and that we're funny together.
Oh my God, I agree with both of those sentiments.
Yeah,
thank you. That's so sweet. Thank you very much.
Hi, Sarit. Hi, Mom. I was gonna say something funny and witty.
They literally turned to me and they're like, "Okay, I'm gonna do something really cool on like to end the show because I got to leave early for work, and I was like, bet. And now you're just blanking on what you had up your sleeve?
I don't remember, so I'm just gonna talk.
Yeah.
I'm Danny, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Free Fire Radio. Ethan's show is at midnight on every other Wednesday?
Every Sunday.
Every Sunday. Jesus. Oops.
It happens.
Every other
It was Wednesday, though.
Sunday. Yeah, no, I listened. Today's Wednesday. I don't know. I'm having a bit of a...
Wednesday?
Yeah, I'm having a bit of a Wednesday, if you will. Do you have anything you want to share?
I do not condone eating chicken tenders in the studio.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah, just wanted to put that out there for no reason at all. If you're a moth...
If you're a moth, I hope you liked our songs. I feel like all the songs that you picked particularly were quite buzzy.
Yeah.
And so I think the moths appreciated that.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in.
See you all next week. Or actually, not see you all. I hope you... Well, goodbye. Goodbye.
'Cause calling us, the Giants and Mets will play. Piazza, New York, catch your eye, you straight or are you gay? We hung about the stadium, we got no place to stay. We hung about the tenderloin, and tenderly you tell about the saddest book you ever read. It always makes you cry, the statue's crying too, and Willie Mae. I love you, I have a drowning grip on your adoring face. I love you, my responsibility has found a place beside you in strong warnings in the guise of gentle words. Come wave upon me from the family, why the net absurd? You'll take care of her, I know it, you will do a better job. Maybe, but not what she deserves. Elope with me, Miss Private, and we'll drink ourselves awake. We'll taste the coffee houses and award certificates. A privy seal to keep the feel of 1960 style. We'll comment on the decor and we'll help the passerby. And at dusk when work is over, we'll continue the debate in a borrowed bedroom, virginal and spare. Catcher hits for 318 and catches every day. The pitcher boots religion first and rests on holidays. He goes into cathedrals and lies prostrate on the floor. He knows the drink affects his speed, he's praying for a doorway back into the life he wants. In the confession of the bench, life outside the diamond is a wrench. I wish that you were here with me to pass the dull weekend. I know it wouldn't come to love, my heroine pretend. A lady stepping from the song we love until this day. You settle for an epitaph like Walk Away Renee. The sun upon the roof in winter will draw you out like a flower. Meet you at the statue in an hour. Meet you at the statue in an hour.
Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
My life, my tears.